Weeks of deadly unrest and curfew are followed by a shortage of food and other essentials in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The scarcity is the result of restrictions on the movement of supplies. Shahana Bhatt reports from Kashmir.
It's the afternoon and Haseena keeps peeping out of the window with fear and desperation. She's in need of life-saving medicine for her ailing husband, but the shutters are down. Streets abandoned and the air is filled with fear as paramilitary forces patrol the streets. Her husband is suffering from heart disease, but despite all efforts, she returns hopeless.
Since morning, I have been trying hard to find some medical shop, but all shops are closed. I had managed to stock up my husband's medicine for a month, but now it's over. It's been 45 days. We are caged like animals. I have no idea what to do. Where can I get the medicine?
Weeks have passed since turmoil broke out in Kashmir Valley after a pro-independence leader was killed by the Indian forces. Now, with each day passing, life is becoming more difficult for residents, with shortage of basic essentials looming. Indefinite curfew and restrictions has devastated the entire region. Reports suggest security forces are also hampering essential supplies. Many suppliers complained of being beaten black and blue. Now some analysts say there would be more unrest if the situation persists.
Any blockade of essential commodities, as is experienced in Kashmir for past few days, is an abuse of human rights and a violation of Article 21 of the Indian Constitution, which includes right to food, right to essentials.
The government refutes allegations of essential supply blockade, but as Press TV team visited the downtown Srinagar, locals complained of harassment by security forces. They say they frequently thrash the load carriers carrying essentials for public. Public anger is simmering in Kashmir Valley amid sporadic anti-India demonstrations. It's heart-wrenching to see many people struggling, not just for medicines, but also other essentials, as curfew has crippled the movement of vehicles which provide essential supplies to the entire valley. Observers say it's a silent emergency and international community needs to intervene rigorously. Shahana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.